after hours, where the silence gets loud and the truth comes out. When the lights go down after hours, we don't hide, we don't pretend, just real talk in the dark again. Yeah, let's talk.
Hello and welcome back, everyone, to After Hours, Let's Talk, the space where we have the conversations most people avoid, but the ones our souls are quietly craving. I'm your host, Shorty For Real, and tonight we are diving into something every single one of us will face whether we feel ready or not, the transition into leadership, not just in business, not just in titles, but leadership within your own life, because at some point, you realize no one is coming to rescue you. You have to lead yourself. And to help guide us through this conversation, I am honored to welcome someone who deeply understands growth, transformation, and what it takes to evolve when life calls you higher. We are welcoming in the Dutch, Walter Dusseldorp. So let's grab a seat, grab something to drink, and dive deep into this conversation.
After hours, where the silence gets loud and the truth comes out. When the lights go down after hours.
But first, we're going to get into our what's on your mind tonight. And our listener wrote in, I know I'm meant for more in my life, but I feel stuck in old patterns. I start habits and break them. I set goals and abandon them. How do you become the kind of person who actually follows through? And what I can say to that is I was that person. I have really bad habits and patterns that are very hard for me to break. And what I find myself doing is when I find myself repeating those patterns and habits, I stop. I have to remind myself that I'm doing it. So I'm very aware. I had to become very aware of what I was doing and when I was doing it and pause for a moment, take a break and say, hey, we're not doing this right now, and redirect myself into a different pattern and something more productive than what I'm used to doing. So it's hard to break free of those things, but if you become alert and aware of what you're doing and you notice it when it's happening and can redirect yourself, I would say that is a great start. Walter, what would you say to the listener?
Thank you very much. So A, you're not alone. Procrastinators who kick the can down the curb, who get on the wagon and then just as quickly get off the wagon. So these patterns of behaviors are very normal, but they will not get you to where you want to go. So first thing to do is, and rightfully so, Shorty, that you have to come to the realization that and become self-aware that you are not doing and following through on the things that you want to accomplish. So that is the first thing, self-awareness. The second thing, really where the magic takes place, is that you have to believe that every day is a new day. And it is your responsibility to make today a little better than yesterday. So even if you get on the wagon, off the wagon yesterday, today is a new opportunity just to get back onto the wagon. And the way to do that and to hold yourself accountable and become more self-aware is by measuring your performance on a daily basis. So very simply, on a calendar, make one promise, not 15 promises, one, maybe two, but really one habit you want to establish. And every day you're going to measure how well did I do against my expectations performance. If you did well, you give yourself a green, a little crayon. If you did okay, you give yourself yellow. If you didn't do okay or you didn't do it at all, you give yourself red. If you see more than one or two reds and yellows in a row, you have to take something away from yourself. So no Frappuccino, Coca-Cola, whatever the hell you buy at Starbucks these days, unless you perform against that habit. That's number one, measuring and holding yourself accountable. To make it even more robust, get a mentor or an accountability buddy to work with you. So I have several of my clients who text me every morning at 9 o'clock that they have completed the task. Now, I'm not there, but just by the fact that they text me it's more likely that they follow through. The consequences, if they did not do that, they cannot meet with me on a weekly basis. Right? So there's a direct consequence. And it's not demeaning, but there's something in it, right? They enjoy having conversations. They like their coaching session, their mentoring sessions. Well, if you don't follow through, you can't have it. And that often is a good enough driver for people to follow through.
After hours, where the silence gets loud and the truth comes out, when the lights go down, after hours.
All right. Well, we want to welcome you into the After Hours Lounge officially. So welcome in. Would you mind telling the audience more about yourself and who you are?
Sure. Well, thank you, first of all, for inviting me in. And I hope that we can have a positive impact on at least one listener tonight, right? That's the goal that I have in life, to every day pay it forward. So I call myself the Dutch mentor. You can find me on thedutchmentor.com. The difference between a mentor and a coach is that a mentor is somebody who speaks from deep personal experiences versus a coach who might be very well trained, which I'm a coach as well, but is somebody who can ask good questions, a good listener, and works more in strategy. So my journey really started at, you know, working as a paramedic on the ground floor, grunting it out and making it happen until I had the desire to maybe, go into leadership. At first as a team leader and a supervisor, manager. And I found along the way that I kept running into roadblocks. And the biggest roadblock was me, because I was limited. I did not have the knowledge, the skills, and abilities to be a highly effective leader, because I was just mimicking what I had seen around me, and that wasn't very good. So it wasn't until I started opening up to mentorship and learning how to become an effective leader that I started transitioning from doing to leading. And that really is helping people cross that valley of despair. And this happens to most people who go from frontline high performance, who get elevated into management. And so that's what I've been doing in real life, in the position that I held all the way from literally from the mailroom into the C-suite over my 20-plus year career and 30-plus year career as an clinical provider. And I enjoyed it so much that I said, listen, you know what? My last third of my career, right, at 50-plus, I was in a position I was able to step out of the corporate world and go out on my own and work for myself. And that's what I do all day long. I work with clients who are in that same position as your listener, that they have a really hard time getting, from procrastination into actual performance. Or I work with people who are very stressed out and very burned out, who need to have a conversation on a weekly basis and strategies in order to be able to live in better work-life balance and quality of life. And so the combination of those two factors, helping to guide people become the best version of themselves and learn how to effectively lead people and manage process gives me lots of energy. And it gives me a great joy to see, by making a difference in people's lives.
Nice. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. Because I know a lot, I know I need the help. I'm a big procrastinator sometimes. So,
you ever come across somebody that says, I don't need help? That means that they're not self-aware. I've never met somebody, I need help. We all need help. And because that's part of our growth mindset, right?
Right.
The day we stop growing is the day that we are really taking a step backwards.
Absolutely. There's always something to learn every single day.
Always.
So I did want to ask, having the leadership and applying it to your life, I know that, a lot of us are able to kind of separate the leadership when it comes to work. And then in our own lives, we kind of don't have that leadership as if we were working in our jobs. Like, we know our position and we know what we have to do and we know our responsibilities, but in life, it seems to fall off. So, the question that I have is that I know that often leadership requires you to grieve the person that you used to be. So what would that look like? And how would you step into getting the leadership and having that control back into your life?
So I think first thing we need to realize that leadership is really leading self. I don't care if you're in a sole contributor, in other words, a person in department of one, or department of thousands, or you are at home. The first thing we need to do is take charge of our own lives, our own. So we have to lead ourselves. So again, the raising self-awareness is where it starts. And I look at it this, you know, as a young baby, right, from the time we were born to the time we were about 7, 8 years old, everything that we know, have an experience is done with us or to us. There was really no original thought on our part. We carry that forward for the rest of our lives, right? We are deeply indoctrinated into the culture that we grew up, the people that exposed us to the first fundamentals, from accents that we have to the way we do things, right? The way we eat, the way we drink, or what we do. Right. So knowing that, after that period of time, we start taking, we would gain experiences in the environment that we live, work, and study. And out of that, those experiences, we take actions. And those actions lead us to a result. And that's what we need to start understanding. If you are in a person and you reflectively, look in the mirror and say to yourself, am I happy today? Am I fulfilled today? Am I successful today? You keep asking the same questions. If you say I am not, right, then it is time to take new actions. And often is we keep going back to doing the same thing over and over and expect a different outcome, but that's not going to happen. The same thing is when we talked about in the beginning of the show about habit building, right? And my habit is I do it for 2 days and I won't do it for another month. Well, you can do that over and over and over, but if you keep taking the same actions, you're going to get the exact same outcome. So first thing, we need to come to the realization that if we truly want to change, we shouldn't do it alone, and we have to take new actions, not the same old ones that we have been deploying. So it really is come self-awareness, asking for help, and then coming up with a strategy. And we don't want to change too many things at the same time. Often we come and say, I need to change 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things. Well, nothing will happen because our bandwidth in our brain, even our brain is very complex and very good. Maybe we can do 1 or 2 things at the same time, but certainly not 3, 4, 5 things at the same time.
Right, right. And that's true. So what would you say to those? Because some of us have a very hard time asking for help and realizing that we need help. And how would you advise them or help them understand, give them a more comfortable way to look for that help and ask for it?
Yeah. So I want to say 2 things. This is a lesson my father taught me, which, by the way, of course, I didn't listen to when he gave me that advice. I only came to the realization many years later, is that no matter what happens, you have a no in your hand. So if you're starting out with a no, what's the worst possible thing that can happen? You end up with a no. What's the best possible thing that can happen? It's a yes. So go out and ask the question. And if they say no, well, you started every day, nothing lost. But maybe somebody will say yes, right? And then it is really, that's where real change comes from. So that's one. The second thing, and this goes for the introverts and extroverts, Mark Twain said it best, 92% of the things we worry about never happen, right? I'll put it in a different terms. In 125 years from today, every single last one of us is dead, buried in the ground or ashes somewhere, right? Now think about that. Do you think in 125 years, anybody cares about what you said or did or didn't do? Because you will be a mere memory, a distant memory. How do I know that? Well, ask yourself the question, what do I know about my great-great-grandparents? Probably nothing. Maybe their name. Maybe a picture. Well, in 125 years from now, that's you. Mm-hmm. So stop worrying what others think. Stop worrying about, what you look like. Be brave, be courageous, as they say. And go out and ask the right questions. And there's no wrong, right? But just step out. Now, if you're an introvert and you really have a difficult time doing that, listen, don't go out to 100 people and ask it. Go start with small little steps. In your current role, at home or at work, start having small conversations with strangers. And as you do that, right, over a period of time of repetitive actions, this will become normal to you. You're establishing a new normal. Now, if you only do it once and they say, listen, I can do this, that's not going to help. You need to repeat this. So building new habits and behaviors takes about 90 to 120 days to establish that, establish a normal. So if you're an introvert or, you know, an hesitant extrovert, start very small, one person in your work environment, right? Maybe next time you go outside to the market or the grocery store, start a conversation with somebody about whatever, you know, what soup are you, you know, or what broth should I get for today? Just make it, but every single one of those little things, when you put yourself out there, as benign as they are, you're starting to build confidence. Mm-hmm. And that's the key to long-term success.
Nice. That is helpful. I was always told building a habit was 21 days, but I learned something new today.
I'll give you two things. So I want you to write, if you use your dominant hand as your right hand, right? Mm-hmm. Your right hand is nice and neat and you can remember it. Well, from this point forward, every day, for 3 or 4 minutes per day, I want you to write with your non-dominant hand. And you can record when you are in a new normal, when you are just as proficient with your left hand as you are with your right hand. It takes 15 minutes per day for about 60, 90, 120 days, a slightly different adaption depending on what we're doing. That is the, and you will see at that point of time, you'll start creating a new normal that you have become ambidextrous, or you can play a piano, or you can play the guitar, or you can learn how to fly a helicopter. Does it make a difference? And that's the philosophy that I have, is that in just 15 minutes a day, you too can be the leader you always wanted to have, or the leader that your team needs to thrive under. But it requires small incremental doses of dedicated time. So 15 minutes of hyper-focus on a particular topic or a particular task, you too can become proficient within and create a new habit between 90 and 120 days.
Nice. Wow. I have to try that. Definitely need to get into those habits.
Write down very with clarity, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. Right, I'm going to walk 3 times a week. I'm going to do it on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm doing it from 7 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. And I want to walk 3,400 steps. Well, you go out on Monday, you do that, and on Tuesday morning, you go back. You say, did I do it on Monday? Yes or no? Did I do my 3,400 steps? Did I do 30 minutes? If you didn't do it, then Tuesday is your makeup day. And then you have Wednesday and Thursday is your makeup, or your Friday and your Saturday is your makeup day. Sunday is a day off. So again, it is what you write down, the commitment you make to yourself, that psychological contract. I am going to do. How am I going to measure that? And then the day after you were supposed to have done it, you hold yourself accountable to it. Red, yellow, and green. And if you have a red, then you have to figure out what the consequence of that is.
Nice. Okay. So when you are doing your mentoring, so you've said that you have to, the first thing is becoming self-aware. Then we're creating new habits. Are there any more steps that we are going to go through to get into that leadership or taking control?
Yeah. So I believe in pure leadership power 1-2-3 approach. So it starts off with really understanding self. So initially we're going to be very inward looking, right? What is my key driver? What are my dissatisfaction? And then once we understand where that is, we want to start building a personal brand. So what is my why in life? What is my personal brand statement? How do I want to be seen by others? What are my differentiating strengths? What is the path I want to take, an individual development plan? How do I want to, what is the ultimate dream I have? What steps do I want to take today and tomorrow, right? Big dreams, small steps. What steps do I need to get one step closer to that? What are the leadership behaviors that I want to put forward, that I want people to know me for? And all these things built, what are the 4 key responsibilities of a leader? How do I motivate with fierce resolve? How do I build meaningful partnerships? All this stuff is part of the part one. And part two is about making a commitment to actually solve problems or root causes rather than putting a Band-Aid on it. That happens all the time, right? People just put a Band-Aid on it. They think they only have to come back and redo it over and over and over. But that's human habit. And then the third component that is that you have to start setting up a new operation rhythm, like an operation system in your computer, but now for yourself or for your team to learn to be highly effective. Right people, the right roles. Make sure that we lead with clarity and unified. Make sure that we are measuring meaningful measures. How do we hold ourselves and the team accountable to that? And how do we take actions that get that and new actions that give us the results that we desire? So it's a combination of those things that I call Leadership Power 1, 2, 3. And that is exactly that I put into a smart performance app that is now available in the App Store and soon in, on the Android as well, that people can start it at home 15 minutes per day. Not a lesson, because that we get lost in that mix. But it's about signing in, making a commitment, $1 a day, $1.50 a day. So you have a little bit of skin in the game. It's about every day I'm going to do something for 15 minutes. And it is the cumulative effect of doing things, habit building, that leads to the outcomes that you likely desire.
Nice, nice. And what is the app called?
The app is called The Dutch Mentor, all one word. Go to the app, Apple App Store, just type it in. You can even find it probably on the Smart Performance app. And then it comes with a 7-day free trial, so anybody can sign into it. And the key is to make a commitment to yourself. It's a bite-sized commitment, 15 minutes a day. My 15 minutes from 7 to 7:15 a.m., that's what I do. I use my own app for 15 minutes a day. Nice. I have 50-plus podcasts. There's YouTube clips. There's small lessons. There's micro lessons. But everything is action-based. Listen to something, you can do something with it. Because the problem is that the same thing as what we're doing here now at the podcast today with you, people will find this useful. I have no question about that. But if they don't do something with it, by tomorrow morning, they have forgotten 95% of the things you and I talked about.
Right.
All right, so if I say, would you open up your calendar and write in from 7 to 7:15 or 8 to 8:15, what time? Make an appointment on your calendar for yourself to at least think about growth on a daily basis.
Nice.
Right? And then you can become more specific that I want to exercise Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right? And that, so the app, there's a measuring tracking tool in there as well, which is cool because you can measure yourself, but you know that somebody else, a peer like myself, can always see if you're doing it or not. So you can't fool anybody, right? And that's the thing is that to build sustainable outcomes, you need to be self-accountable and you need to be held accountable by somebody else.
Right. That's nice, knowing that someone is also watching to see if you're continuing to go on. Because a lot of times when we're trying to do it by ourselves, we do falter and we skip out and we cheat and, I'm not going to do it. Or I'll say I did it for this long and really only did it for 5 minutes or a minute or two. So, yeah, being able to have someone hold you accountable is a big deal as well, because it's a lot of times in today, it's hard for us to hold our own selves accountable and to keep pushing through those things. So that's amazing.
Yeah, you have to think about it. If you can hold yourself accountable for 15 minutes a day, it's unlikely that you'll be holding yourself accountable on just about anything.
Right, right. I got to work on that. I know I have to work on that every day. Oh, I say it out loud to myself. Go ahead.
We all have to work.
Mm-hmm.
After hours, where the silence gets loud and the truth comes out. When the lights go down, after hours.
So you guys, we are going to go into our quote of the night here. Our quote of the night states, every level of your life will require a vision of you that has never existed before. So I've said this before, you guys, it's about every 10, 15 years, you guys are, we are changing. We are a new person. We have grown. We have experienced new things. We are not what we were 10 years ago. We're not who we were. So you are creating a new person. You are a new person. So know that you have to keep elevating. You have to keep growing. You have to keep moving forward and bringing in as much positivity, as much accountability, and as much as you want to dream, whatever it is that you want to do, stay focused, stay grounded, and have good people in your life as well that are able to help you, that you feel safe talking to, that you can go to and ask for help if you need it, and allow you to flourish the way that you need to flourish. But most importantly, make sure that you are loving on yourself and holding your own self accountable and pushing through and doing the things that you need to do so that others that can help you will be able to help you. Because you can't be helped and you can't move forward if you're not someone that will allow that into your life. You can't be your own worst enemy, and we can all be our own worst enemy sometimes. So give yourself a break, believe in yourself, and stand strong, you guys. You know, if you want that leadership, like you said, we're going to have to step up. We're going to have to take our accountabilities. We're going to have to be self-aware of what we're doing and do the work, because nothing's going to come to you without work being done. Everything's not handed to you on a silver platter or a spoon. So, Walter, would you like to add something to that?
Yeah, I'm going to leave people with four words on that, and I want them to really think about this. It's to dream big, but you have to act small. Right. So in my life, I made three major pivots. I worked as a clinical provider. Then I became an administrator. And now I want to be a mentor. I'm both a mentor in leadership. And I'm also a commercial helicopter pilot and airplane. And I want to teach other people to become pilots and aviators. So it is never too late to change a dream but if you don't take meaningful action, you'll never reach your dreams. Right? So what I've seen over time, people dream too small and then they're limiting themselves. So there's nothing wrong with being a big dreamer, but out of that, you have to build a pathway, a journey map. And that's one thing in the app find in the form called the IDP, is an individual development plan. You literally can design your way through your journey. And you measure that along the way. Are you meeting your milestones, right? Holding yourself accountable. And it's okay to change things up from time to time, right? We only have one life to live. And it makes me sad in my heart that some people go to work for 40 years not loving what they do.
Absolutely.
But 60% of the people do. It's crazy. Yes.
It is. Yep. It is. We're literally just working to make ends meet, survive, not really doing what we truly want to do or love doing. You know, we're not very fulfilled at all. All right, you guys. So I want to leave you guys with, growth will ask more of you. Leadership will stretch you. Discipline will refine you. But the life waiting for you on the other side of your evolution, it is worth every uncomfortable step. To everyone listening tonight, you are not behind. You are not too late. You are not unqualified. You are simply being invited to rise. So you guys, take a deep breath, breathe, relax, dream big, and remember that the night, it always has something to say. And until next time, you guys, we'll see you later.
After hours, where the silence gets loud and the truth comes out. When the lights go down, after hours, we don't hide, we don't pretend, just real talk in the dark again, yeah. Let's talk. After hours, let's talk. Because the night always has something to say.